Yes, we're back. And since we gave you all the knowledge last hour, we're going to let our boy DJ Rock do what he do. We're going to just give you just straight music.
Straight music, man.
I'm gonna do like, I'm about to do like, you know, all the other stations, you know, like Power 105.1, you know. We're going to give you 1 hour, 105 minutes of straight music. No interruptions, no commercials. Now we just about to just give you music.
Nothing but the freshness. I play Tetris. Nigga, I put you on my guest list. It's Evie Ever, Raggedy Andy, and DJ Rock. It's hip-hop, so you know the shit don't stop. Peace to Blue Legacy, out there playing Legacy. It's EVF, you know I just let it be, like the Beatles. It's EVF, we got different type of needles, from Ortofon to Stanton. Understand, niggas are canting, listen to us rapping. Playing the music and then just making things happen. I'm the captain, but I don't sink with the ship. It's EVF, I don't load the Glock clip, even though I got the Glock. I keep it hot, like the stovetop without the stuffing. I got a cat named Muffin. Eat the English muffin with the ham and the cheese. Nigga, please. Old Dirty Bastards album cover. I be the lover. You know Danny Glover was had Lethal Weapon with the white man stepping. It's every yeah, nigga, I wear the same clothes that I slept in from a day before. I got the whore. She's on crack. But I had to give her more. But I'm not Ray J. Understand, I don't play, but I play a little bit in the middle. Hey, diddle, diddle. It's M, nigga, the golden griddle was my favorite.
Man, we're just bugging, man. That's just ignorant, man. It's just, yo, man. That's just ignorant, man. Yo, man, we gonna play nothing but fresh shit, man. We just gonna play nothing but fresh music, man. Fuck it. You know, that's that, you know. Niggas can be ignorant at the times, man. Keep doing what you gotta do, man.
Y'all ready for this?
DJ Rock is about to go in.
I got magic and I got poetry in my fingertips.
Like we always do about this time.
You are now about to witness the strength of
DJ Rock on the turntable.
What else?
So when I fly, you fly, we fly together.
Yeah, I'm a boss, so I need a boss chick. And we can boss up like the boss is. All about green like Paul Pierce. Mayweather flow, look, zero losses. Diamond in the day, diamond at night. Five-star chick, about that five-star life. I must admit, I'm a fan. Your shoe game ruthless, girl, goddamn. Been a few years, you my number one. Blood in my vein, breath in my lungs. We the ones winning, so they want toast. We an item, blend like rum coke. Love the way you doing it, keep doing it. Stand. Fly like a JetBlue stewardess. You can fly alone, but I don't advise it. I'm inviting you to fly with the pilot.
So when I fly, you fly, we fly together.
Believe that.
And when I shine, you shine, we shine forever.
Yeah.
Baby, so when I fly, you fly, we fly together. And when I shine, you shine, we shine forever.
Bad boy.
She wanna hit me on the ad chat, on the iPad, flying in the sky cap. Shorty got a nice job, but works too hard. Put that shit tomorrow. Now welcome to the mob. I need my women mobile. I make the future mobile. Double MG is global. Still on the walk with Dolo. I ain't rocking no polo, but I'm dripping in shine. My heart beating so fast, cause I'm taking my time. Yeah, I get it and lick it. I just handle my business. School of the VS1s. Now she know all the difference. In my pit, just dipping. I keep her by my side. My life a runway. And it's time to fly.
Fly, fly,
fly.
Ooh, baby, I love the way you make a nigga feel. Stepped out on her and she love a nigga still. She have a fuck around, she gon' make a nigga kill. It's official, she my missus. Here's a tissue for you bitches. In
fucking my ex-hoes. She pop X-Rose, shots at her XO, then she tongue kiss it. Fuck, then we lie together. Get high together, left and Y together. G4 fly together. She ain't tripping off nothing nobody else say. She say you my nigga, so fuck everybody else trick. They be hating hard, here's my love, cause you need it. I give you my heart, just don't break the shit to pieces. Ain't nobody, can't nobody, don't nobody, want nobody. Do it like we does it, and I love it, so fuck it. When I fly, you fly, we fly together.
Believe that.
I shine, you shine, we shine forever. Baby,
we shine. When I
fly, you fly, we fly together. I shine, you shine, we shine forever.
Shake down. Cafe, mama, let me throw on the rubber. Doorbell ringing, I'ma hit it at the buzzer. She wanna tear the mall down, through a sex quick. Ask her address, she holler sex fifth. You a lady boss, now you fly free. Put you in Jimmy Choo and you ain't even Chinese. Mixed cocktail, shaking, not stir. With her head in my lap pocket, not swerve. Shorty thick, got Cleveland calves. So much class, double D's and ass.
What up?
Super fly, opposite of basic. Of course you got haters, mama, you on the A-list.
I fly, you fly, we fly together.
Believe that.
I shine, you shine, we shine forever. Baby,
we shine. What
I fly, you fly, we fly together. I shine, you shine, we shine forever.
Wale.
Yeah, what's up? First class seats, bottles on me. We getting chicken, but these skinny models won't eat. Tell us no days off, and I ain't getting sleep. Cause when I get my money right, I'm by the OD. I shine, you shine, so we shine. I'ma show you why that ring finger need a peace sign. Yeah, since I was in knee high, being fly was something that's in my Levi's. My jeans, y'all, my DNA's what I mean, y'all. Cause I be on like three or more for them PRs. So peace, shawty, but C-Rock, got that peace in it. Everything at ease, you and double M, cheap.
You ain't heard
Rob.
A nigga like me. Been around the world twice. Sipping iced tea. Come with me to Madrid. That's where we all play. Quit the job, baby. Come and fuck me all day. You see, my lifestyle's been nothing but lifestyles. Late nights and early flights. Rushing right now. But she got it, had it, read it. What's that long? Automatic. Cut that, flush that, gone. And I don't wanna be a player no more. Okay, I'm lying, but I'm trying. They say the money talks and bullshit walks. Have amazing conversation while we flying.
When I fly, you fly, we fly together. When I shine, you shine, we shine forever. Baby, we shine. When I fly, you fly, we fly together. When I shine, you shine, we shine forever.
Morning. Cause I really do think you're adorned.
You're the baddest thing in the club, and all your friends know
streets is the minimum. Uh-huh. Talk all subliminal, in love with a criminal. Yeah. It's all coming back to the pot, no chemicals. She can get hired on the spot, no interviews. Woo. No carbs, just vitamins, minerals. Riding shotgun in the coupe with the generals. You go hard, I love you. Kids, so I'm into you. Yeah, yo, a lot of square feet, shopping streets is the minimum. Uh-huh. Talk all subliminal, in love with a criminal. Yeah. It's all coming back to the pot, no chemicals. She can get hired on the spot, yeah. No, yo, a lot of square feet, shopping streets is the minimum. Uh-huh. Talk all subliminal, in love with a criminal. Yeah. It's all coming back to the pot, no chemicals. She can get hired on the spot, no interviews. Woo. No carbs, just vitamins, minerals. Riding shotgun in the coupe with the generals. You go hard, like kids, so I'm into you. Yeah. Hold you down. A lot of square feet, shopping streets is the minimum. Uh-huh. Talk all subliminal, in love with a criminal. Yeah. It's all coming back to the pot, no chemicals. She can get hired on the spot, no interviews. Woo. No carbs, just vitamins, minerals. Riding shotgun in the coupe with the generals. You go hard for the kids, so I'm into you. Yeah. Hold you down, don't that's what I'm finna do.
Like you do for me, baby. That's why hold you down.
Chick napping after me. Hey, yeah, one I wanna, not after me. You the one I wanna be with, ma, actually. I knew you were special cause we hit it off naturally. Had your guards up at first, now you attached to me. Gotta give you all of me, can't give you half of me. You can take your time, girl, we gon' move carefully. The hot bath water, the meals you prepared for me. When nobody else was, you always there for me. And I love myself, just need you to care for me. You done more than enough, I owe you now. Got you, so it's only right that I hold you down. You, I'm trying to stay with you. Yeah, I mean, spend forever in a day with you. Yeah. Never mind them side chicks and they issues. Never mind. They ain't nothing but bad luck that they wish you. They ain't about them, no, it's about the two of us. They can't stand to see us doing us. And I told you, this is what I go through, but words can't explain it, so now I gotta hold you. Sweat that.
Cause I only wanna give it to you, and I want you more.
So you all I need to get high. You got it, so put your number in this camera phone, and we can live like the camera's on. No script though, these boys claiming they ball, got no grip though. My flow switch mode, it's so schizo. So I'm the one that your girl blow kiss for. You gotta love me, cold world, no snuggie. Baddest girls hug me, my mind on you though. You hoping I'm the one, but I already knew though. It ain't no secret that I get around, true. But girl, you make me wanna settle down with you. Get a crib with a view, lay up in the bed, make a kid, maybe two. All my ex-girlfriends gon' have to get a clue, cause the rumors that you heard about is true.
I said I only wanna give it to you, and I want you more than the new pair of shoes. To something to hear your voicemail, it make me wanna call and replay the way you talk. Yeah, boy, you're speaking my language. I hear you saying that we'll be right here. A place I'd rather be. Boy, this is not me. Don't stop what you're doing. Yeah. When you come around, I don't know how to behave. I get so open from all the words you've spoken.
Yeah. is what we wanted. Kissing in the morning, pressing my clothes, cooking my meal, wearing that yes dress just to kill. I'm so exuberant, loving how you keep moving it. Raindrops, pain stops, baby girl, you keep doing it. Hold on, we're doing it. Nothing could ever ruin it. You're feeling on it, now you're smelling on it. See, my aroma makes you feel a certain way, and it's just like a holiday. Every day of the year, with 100,000 doves flying way in the air. See, peace is the symbol of. Get real close to me, baby girl, give me love. Lay your head right there and sing some folk in my ear.
I'll be ever rock, you be my Michelle, caramel, skin and mocha, interesting, my cologne, pretty scopes, any tough, hunting in a finny clutch, pull a car, how she willing?
I see how you living.
Young money, cash money, I'm a star, watch your women, go watch, hold the ice, David know the price, I propose, the ring will make you wanna throw the rice, feeling lucky, throw the dice, I don't know too many like me, fly, street, light scene, many kites, plenty days, many nights, now paint many sprites, block clothes, foes got blaze, city life, live tomorrow like your last shit, and I don't like
I know I'm crazy, nigga. I'm loco. I'm worldwide, bitch. I never been loco. I know I'm fresh. Tell me something that I don't know. I know I'm fresh. Tell me something that I don't know. I know I'm crazy, nigga. I'm loco, I'm worldwide, bitch, I never been loco. I know I'm fresh, tell me something that I don't know. I know I'm fresh, yeah.
My big brother got my game groomed, blame tune. If I got it, it ain't out, it probably came soon. Paws on you lanes when I'm on my grown main goon. Floor full of pain when I need a bloom, boom. Risen up above the bullshit, I'm VIP. I'm always taking for a boy, wanna CID? You gon' catch a case and be cold after. Billy real, fairy tales to be told after. I ain't dropped yet, but for her, I'm a bold capture. Regardless, she's promised a gold rapper. I'm a up all nighter, no napper. My whole company stars, go NASA. She like winners and designer price tags. I like tennis and she got a nice hat. It's ladies in here, nigga, why you mad? Never mind, send them five on my tag.
I know I'm crazy, nigga. I'm loco, I'm worldwide, bitch, I never been loco. I know I'm fresh, tell me something that I don't know. I know I'm fresh, tell me something that I don't know. I know I'm crazy, nigga, I'm loco. I'm worldwide, bitch, I never been loco. I know I'm fresh, tell me something that I don't know. I know I'm fresh.
Raw video.
It's gonna be a really hard
take the crack. The more you try to resist, the more I keep wanting. You got the ADD on your heart. You keep stopping before we start. Giving me the runaround, feeling like I'm on the track. How long you gonna keep me knocking at your door? How long you gonna keep on treating me like I'm the one that hurt you before? How long you gonna keep me standing in the cold? How long before you let me in your soul? Let me in, won't you? Let me in, yeah. Tell me when you're gone. Let me in. Seems there's always a mountain to climb. Seems like I'm always telling myself, gonna take a little more time. Sending mixed signals and it's keeping me in confusion. Please don't keep making excuses. How long can you just let time keep slipping away? How long you gonna keep our future from being today? How long you gonna let our flight keep getting delayed? How long you gonna keep us from having it made? What do you say? Let me in. Oh. Let me in. Oh. Let me in.
Diamonds on her necklace. She's serious. Louis Vuitton princess. Somebody's girl. She probably might be one. I know a real bad bitch when I see one. I'm like, if it was me, I keep hun. Because she the kind of girl a nigga needs, son. No games. I'm serious. I think I really like her. Oh, Lord. She's it. I'll wipe her. Hoping I can get close enough to try her. Man, I will lock her down. Life her. Because she the baddest bitch in the world. And all I think is how I'm supposed to make her my girl. Damn. I just wanna get the chance to please her. Look at Jay-Z and B, that could be us. You got what I need, I knew it. Let's not waste time, let's do it. Unite. You Michelle Obama, the president's wife. I done made my old girl jealous. On the red carpet, now my new chick famous. My dog told me lately I ain't focused now. Cause it's clear, shorty got me open now. She really got me spinning like a ceiling fan. I ain't in and out the clubs, I'm a different man. I used to play around with the groupies, yeah. Met her, then I gave the groupies up. Long hair, green eyes. True religious fitting tight around a mean thigh. I ain't tripping off of what my boy said. I'm just trying to be a boyfriend. And you ain't got to worry about them chicks, cause baby, you that bitch.
We can do a thing like I'm saying, Jay-Z. I'm telling you, girl, you wanna do it.
Berry, Jada Pinkett, you my Taraji. Shades on, you an actress. Nose turned up, walk like you that bitch. I know exactly what you all about. The new Louis bag before it's even out. Yeah, baby, I know how to treat ya. Handcuffs, you a keeper.
We can do it in that
yeah.
surviving hell for shit to turn out right, you know? You know? You know? Listen,
you'll be forever in my thoughts, and no, I won't forget it. Forget your love and how reckless I was, I so regret it. Walking around acting like everything is copacetic, justifying the foul of shit till it's so pathetic. Should've respected it more when I was supposed to rep it. My ego got in the way when I wasn't supposed to let it. I said it. I know I acted stupid. Never admitted guilt. My pride wouldn't let me do it. And now the love is killed. I lied until I made you prove it. And after all we built, I slide like I ain't scared to lose it. I dreamed about your type and prayed for it. You ever felt the love you never felt before and got afraid for it? My love was genuine for you. I never tried to hurt you. But the type of dude that I was, I knew I ain't deserve you. I leave a final kiss. Don't forget about me. I wanna see you happy. You better off without me. Without me.
Without me. Show me the light. It will not be the last. This pain inside shivers in the past. It never seems to pass me by. So I thank you. Said I thank you. Yes, I thank you for being me. Do you even recognize the woman that's standing in front of you? Listen, sometimes I wonder, do you even care or realize why I took care of you? Cause you got my heart, you are my soul. You're my other half, without you I cannot be whole.
I wanna enjoy the luxury of life, not knowing each other for real.
Lotus flower bomb, firefly. When I'm low, she take me high. I can teach you all the sounds of love.
Flower bomb, let me guess your favorite fragrance, and you got that bomb. I'm trying to detonate you. No disrespecting, baby. Just try and make you smile. Try to keep my spirits up. That's why I lay down. Try to keep your spirits up. Lil vodka, whatever. Took it forever to get dressed. I acknowledge your effort. So I clap for her. She deserves an applause. Shawty working so hard. She deserves that baton. Shawty, wear your baton. Racing through my mind like she heard that. I got that word. I heard that she been on strike. Care to tell? I read your mind. She been on them dollars first. Caramel, macchiatos. When Shawty get in the work, I can be your boyfriend, be your nigga, or a friend with perks. I'm just trying to work that. They just trying to work your nerves. I'm just trying to read your mind. I'm just trying to feed you mind. I'm just trying to give you light. They just trying to
live in a fantasy. I feel it when you dance with me. It's feeling like you need to be my lady, my baby. Yeah. Can't you see? I'm talking about it.
Can I blow up on your mind? This is not no Sandra Bull, but your potion number 9. Navigating through her eyes, destination to her thighs. And I hate to tell you too much, cause I stay with too much pride. And we way too young to know love, maybe not, but we don't need no rush. Don't believe in love at first sight, but believe in love at first. Can I be with you just one night? I can wear you out inside. I can tell you like persistence, but I make you come in tries. I just think we need one night, can't decide if I can't write. Easy baby, my thing tight, but that lotus flower just ain't right. I ain't thinking I ain't right, can't decide, but I can't fight. Easy baby, you the bomb and all, but I be damned if I do not land mine. Or at least try. Can I speak up? Was it peace out? Can we eat lunch? Can we take shots with your flavor? Flat drinks, we call eight cups. I just think I need one night. Slightly more if it's done right. With that gorgeous face, I don't know your name. It ain't important, babe, cause I'ma call you mine.
In a fantasy. I feel it when you dance with me. It's feeling like you need to be my lady, my baby. Yeah. Can't you see? would you care to be my lady, my baby? Cause I don't know me, don't know me. If I keep thinking, what's it gonna be? Don't know me, don't know me. Let me teach you all the sounds of love.
Yes, indeed. She was a victim. She was naked. I told her Doberman sick 'em. She ran over and jumped over the fence. I said it was Lance. He hired the one-armed man to take my wife's life. I said, nigga, you trife. Understand I use a gun. I got the Mac in the back of the act like Big Pun. It was just for fun when I kicked the freestyle. This is Clint Eastwood style. Gran Torino. It's LVF. I don't drive an El Camino. I have a Beano medicine so I can stop from farting. Nigga, what trouble you starting? I'm just playing just like Martin. At Costco's, I'm carting mad blocks of cheese with ease, patio. And talk about the grease on the wheel so they don't squeak in the aisle. She liked my right profile. I said, girl, you in denial. You know Kenny and Kyle from Spruce Avenue. McFadden and Adam up in Adam. Nigga, you know I just bat them down from the attic. You know I'm a crack addict. His girlfriend, you know you don't want no static. Like James Brown with full force. Back in the day, you know I'm on the same course. You got the turtle, the tortoise. You know this ain't imported like Labatt's brew. Understand this ain't the game board. You have no clue the battleship. You said pretty sneaky sis. Is that yeah, but let me insist. I flicked the wrist. We got the old school flavor. Mr. Rogers, or tell your neighbor. I got the shirt, the sweater. You zip it up and let her be. Understand this ain't Aunt B from Andy Griffith with Opie Taylor. Didn't I say I cuss like a sailor? But little kids was down here listening. I'm dick glistening. No pot to pissing in. I pee out the window. The same sill I put my pies on. I got my pies on. The Italians. Cause I'm fresh. I burn the house down like David Koresh. They call me Black Jesus. Letterman. You know I'm better than the nigga with the sweater and the turtleneck shirt. It's every yeah, your girl on my dick because I'm a flirt. Nigga Jam Pony said there was some hoes in the house. You sit back on the computer and click your mouse. So what I mess up? It's just a freestyle. But in the meanwhile, you turn the page. I'm in the rage, Beastie Boy style. I got holes up inside of cage like a parakeet, a parrot. Nigga, you'd be the ferret. It's every yeah, I got a badge for good merit. Nigga, in the desert, you drink the water. It's a slaughter like the sergeant. You know I go to Target, cause the watches are cheap. The stakes was high. The girlfriend said, I like your style, guy. Cause she didn't know my name. It's Jesse James, you go up inside the flames. I be rootin' tootin' like Yosemite Sam.
Yo, man, that's just the kind of, that's a smooth beat, ain't it? Hey, yo, you ever watch Yosemite Sam when he take his guns out of his holster?
Yo, the whole time you freestyling, man, we sitting there laughing the whole time. Yeah. We was biting our wrists like we was Lenny and Squiggy, man, for real. Oh, my God.
Yo, man, we just gave a smooth R&B set, man. Hey, yo, peace to my man, one of my favorite DJs of all time. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of DJs out there, you know, Rock Raider, Rob Swift, DJ Q-Bert, things like that. But one of my favorite DJs, period, is DJ Wiz.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? That's my man, my mellow, my man. And you can say that I'm biased. But he has to be the wax cutter. DJ Wiz the wax cutter. He has to be the most complete DJ that we know.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
This nigga can battle. He can rock a crowd. He can do a mixtape. He can rock a party. He can rock the club. He can rock the airwaves. You see what I'm saying? So I got to show much respect and love to my man DJ Wiz, because DJ Wiz is one of them dudes that, he was one of the DJs that was DJ back in the early 80s, from when I known him, you know, that kept doing it, that never stopped, and much success to that brother. You know, DJ Wiz the Wax Cutter from 104 WDKX, you know, much respect to him, man. One of my favorite DJs of all time. I'm talking about complete DJ. This is the epitome of DJs that make me want to DJ. You know, it's just a breath of fresh air to see the man cut, mix, scratch, blend, do his thing. You see what I'm saying? You know, not only, like I said, not only rock the airwaves on the radio, but also rock the club, also rock the crowd live, also battle and rip a nigga, also make a beautiful mixtape. It's not a lot of people out there. You got your DJ Clues, your Funk Master Flexes, your K-Slays. Yeah, they mixtaping it up. Okay. You know, you got your radio DJs that do their thing, but then they can't rock the crowd. You got your battle DJs, but they can't rock the crowd. Or you see what I'm saying? DJ Wiz got to be one of the most complete dudes that I know. And I got to give respect where respect is due for people out there to recognize. You know what I'm saying? Never stop rocking. Andy, what you think?
Yo, Wiz is nice like that, man. If to the people that's listening worldwide, you know, hit him on Twitter. I think his Twitter is DJ Wiz with 3 Z's.
Yeah.
It's worth the listen. Or if you're on the World Wide Web, www.wdkx.com, between the hours of 12 to 1, that's when Wiz does his little thing, you know, Monday through Friday. He does the R&B, the hip-hop, you know, the throwback jams, everything, man. Trust me.
Deja vu. No, yeah, and you know, the reason why I shout Wiz out, because he don't be getting the credit he deserve.
No,
you know
really
what I'm saying?
Doesn't.
I'm like, man, y'all just don't know.
He's very modest.
He's very modest. So since I'll be arrogant for him. You know, I'll talk trash for him. You know what I mean? This dude is just dope, man. And this is what is just a beauty to have people that respect. You know, respect is where respect due. And, you know, let me tell you something. I'm just on air personality, man. You know, DJ Rock. You know saying? Sean Touch. They the skilled assassins. Andy got the knowledge and the know-how. I just come with the opinion, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's my role. And so I played my role. I ain't scared to admit where I'm at. You know? I got turntables, but I was a sucker DJ. I never really jumped on them and exercised my full potential. But maybe I might shock you. Maybe I might shock you. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm learning things. And I might turn around and, like, shock the shit out of you, you know? So we'll go from there.
But, you know, another thing about DJ Wiz, too, you know, you talk about how he can rock the mixtape, how he can rock the airwaves, how he can rock the party, how he can battle. Another thing cats forget, a lot of these, you know, cats in the area where Wiz is from, you know, our hometown of Rochester, Wiz taught a lot of cats how to win their DJ battles. You know, so it's not like he just was able to do a DJ battle. It's not like he was able to rock the mixtape. He was not just able to rock the airwaves. He was actually able to, you know, have the skill and knowledge to show other people how to do what he did. You know.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? He's a teacher as well as, you know, a dope DJ. You know,
man,
Wiz, all assets of DJing.
He's complete, man.
Complete.
When it comes to a complete, because you got different DJs. You got mixtape DJs. You got radio DJs. You got battle DJs. You got club DJs. Wiz is truly...
He's just a DJ.
A DJ. A turntablist.
You throw him in any setting, he can do it.
Yes, he can do it.
And, I mean, not just saying he could do it, all right. He can do it
at the highest level.
Any genre you throw him in. Like, I've been chilling with dude before, and, like, a drum and bass song came on. He was like, yo, that shit is hot. He listens to all types of music.
Because he got the ear, man.
I said music's like it's pro.
Yeah, man, he got the ear.
He got the ear. He listens to all different types of music. You know, a lot of people would pigeonhole him and being like, yo, Wiz is a hot reggae DJ. Wiz didn't even like reggae. You know what I'm saying? He was like, I just know how to play it.
He just know how to play it, man.
Yeah,
you know?
He don't even like reggae, and he's probably, like, the best reggae DJ in upstate.
Like a lot of cats, let me tell you, man, you had Doo-Wop, Ron G, and Kid Capri. And then you might say Green Lantern. Because Green Lantern learned from watching, too. I'm not going to front. I mean, I haven't seen Green Lantern rip a crowd. Green Lantern put on a hell of a mixtape, you know. But and he could rock the airwaves because, let me tell you, when we was on our ITR, we came from WRUR, and we got ITR, me and Chris G, when we was doing Straight from the Underground. We got ITR because of Green Lantern. If it wasn't green for Green Lantern, we wouldn't have got on ITR. But then Al Wixson was digging us, and we end up getting the slot, you know? Green Lantern started rocking parties in the mid-90s and getting paid to where it was more lucrative to do parties and get paid than just be coming on a radio station, a college station, rocking for free. So, you know, he let me and Chris hold it down, really Chris. And then Chris dragged me with him, like, come on, Ev, I can't do the show without Ev. You know, and much respect to Chris G from straight from the underground, because Chris had the passion to play the real hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? And he's still doing it to this day. You know, that's the thing. So, you know, real niggas doing real things, and that's how that goes, you know. So, to make a long story short, you know, it's much respect to all of the dudes that respect me, but I respect and recognize real shit that needs the, you know, the recognition as is due. You know, DJ Wiz, you know, he was one of the guys that just, you know, he stays cool, he stays modest, he's got the skills, and it's just a pleasure of just, you know, just being there and just, you know, working with him and things like that, and, you know, much success. And as far as Green Lantern ain't too far behind, because he could do a mixtape, and it's our Rochester's own. I know Green Lantern is rocking in New York City right now, but Green Lantern is from here, you know. I mean, Green Lantern will give you a hell of a mixtape. He can rock a crowd and do a party. He can rock the airwaves. But the only thing Green Lantern will lack in is you won't see Green Lantern battling. You ain't gonna see him. You know, he can scratch, he can cut, he can mix. He got the fundamentals and stuff. He better than me. You know what I mean? But, you know, as far as like battling, getting there and battling, that's the one area where Wiz will just overcome. But Green is right there. Green can rock a party. Green can rock a mixtape. Green can rock the airwaves. Green, matter of fact, Green even do a concert with Eminem, Nas, and Jay-Z. He done DJ'd for the best of them, and 50 Cent. So, you know what I mean? And that's just another level of greatness that you got to give respect where respect is due. So, you know, I support Rochester. I ain't no hater, and I love to see it. Because if I can't do it, then I'll live through the glory of seeing you doing it and just share the fun and the happiness. And a lot of you niggas need to be on that shit. You know, maybe, you wasn't there or you didn't do it like them, but at least you got in and partied with them niggas and got in on the joy of the moment. You know what I'm saying? Andy, what you got to say about it?
Yeah, I agree. But we're going to just let you know what you heard. You heard the Lotus Flower Bomb remix by Evieve, preceded by the original Lotus Flower Bomb by Wale featuring Miguel. You heard Thank You, the remix by Estelle featuring Busta Rhymes. That Could Be Us by Mano. Anthony David with Let Me In. Corey Guns featuring Ryan Leslie with Loco. Charlize with Heartbreaker. We also had a double play of Kindred the Family Soul. Double play of You Got Love. And You Got Love, the remix featuring Snoop Dogg. SWB came in with The Cosign. L. Werner featuring J. Cole came in with The Only One to Give It to You, preceded by Jadakiss, Hold You Down, Keith Robinson, Same Rules. Red Cafe came in with a double play of the Fly Together. The remix was featuring Trey Songz, Wale, and J. Cole, and the original was featuring Red Cafe and Ryan Leslie and Rick Ross. And we started out the hour with another freestyle by Evie F. And as we continue to give you what you need, you know, in most parts of the East Coast, you know, it's still winter. You know, the groundhog saw the shadow, so, you know, we have a few more weeks. But as we round into March and April, we're going to, you know, start heating it up. You know, we have, like, CIAA coming up. All-Star Weekend, NBA All-Star Weekend is here. We're also going to have Spring Break, Black College Reunions. So in light of that, we're going to take you down south where the heat is. You know, this set dedicated to my CC people, Clapham College people, you know. Back in the days of Seabrooks, you know, when y'all used to get loose, when Jay Watley used to just, you know, get out of the dance floor and take up all the room and just dance, you know what I'm saying? When everybody just jumping on everybody, not a person was standing around, you know what I'm saying? But enough of me talking. And now without further ado, DJ Rock is coming through with the Down South version of Raw Radio. DJ Rock, take it down bottom, boy.
Y'all ready for this?
DJ Rock is about to go in.
I got magic and I got poetry in my fingertips.
You are now about to lose the strength.
DJ Rock on the turntable.
And my man Steve. And it goes a little something like this. Tag team, back again. Check it, direct it, let's begin. Party on, party people, let me hear some noise. DC's in the house, jump, jump, rejoice. There's a party over here, a party over there. Wave your hands in the air, shake the dairy, yeah. These three words mean you're getting busy. Whoop, that is Hitman. You folks what it's all about. Now it's time for to get on the mic and make this mother party hype. I'm taking it back to the old school, cause I'm an old fool who's so cool. If you wanna get down, I'ma show you the way. Yeah.
Freaking like a genie. some rules. I'm just a damn, can you please let me breathe? Don't want me to walk away.
Do you like it when I shake it? Do you like it when I take it to the floor? Drop it low, shawty, you can't help it. I'm that girl, oh, you will love it when I know the game. How it goes, playing it, baby. You're looking at me like you wanna come and hit it.
what's up? It's time to bring the booty on. And I'm checking for shawty because you know she got it going on. What's up to the bit money makers? No shots out to them other player haters. Lil Ray and the boys from the south. What's up? We can't cut it out.
Top player, still got the juke. Don't make them freaks get drunk. Turn the party out, then we gon' cut it off. Cause it ain't no thing to rock a show, but the video. you in the bunk says she can show off a tattoo. Even if you're mad at you, playing, she ain't giving up the skin, you can never start paying. Say not the money on your home with the soap. Come and get the scab for me, keep it on the low.
Break it!
Like I was in the Seabrook dances, man. Oh my god, yo. You just heard Scarred by Luke. I Wanna Rock by Uncle Luke. Two Hype Brothers and a Dog with the Doodoo Brown. Two Live Crew, it's your birthday. Luke with the Raise Your Roof. DJ Smurf, Pump a Hump in Your Back. MC, listen. MC Shy D. That was my dude back then, man. Shy D and Clay D. Oh, my goodness. Well, that was MC Shy D with Shake It. Zoe with Hiya. KP and Envy.
Shorty swing my way. Don't look good to me. Nah, baby. Shorty swing my way.
Yo, the effects of the alcohol. Puppies with funky Y2C.
The puppies.
The A-Town Players. What's up? Deuce with the Daisy Dukes. 95 South with the Rodeo. Preceded by 95 South with Whoop. There it is. Kintsu the Hop. 69 Boys. Here, Kitty Kitty. 69 Boys with the Tootsie Roll Remix and the Tootsie Roll Original. This and That with Freak Me Baby. Escape with What's Up. Karina with that Summertime. Lathan, F, that's your jam, right?
Yeah. Lathan. You know what, man? I need to burn me that CD, man.
You got it, man.
I need Lathan. I need N.O.J. I-N-O-J. Yeah.
Then we had Ghost Town DJs with My Boo. And N-O-J that you just mentioned, you know, Love You Down. And we started out the Down South set with that tag team back again. You know, the whoop, there it is.
Yeah, man, let me tell you something. See, a lot of people, let me tell you the misconception with a lot of stuff. you had a lot of people from the West Coast thinking that New York or East Coast don't be playing West Coast stuff. We did. You know, we had our
if
heroes.
It's fresh, we recognize it.
Yeah, man. And then a lot of people from down south. Like, how would we play a set like that if we wasn't hip to it or wasn't on it during that era?
Let's not forget, Brother Marquise from Two Live Crew is from where?
Hawley Street. Exactly. Rochester off of Genesee Street.
Exactly.
Brother Marquise, Marquise your brother. You didn't know that, though, because you know, everybody got family down south.
Exactly. You know, whether it's in King Street or, yeah, or Sanford, Florida.
Sanford,
you know,
Florida. 13th Street. 13th Street, Sanford, Florida. Apopka, Florida. Altamont Springs.
Or everybody
Orlando,
Atlanta,
Central Florida.
You know, Macon, you Georgia. Know. Yeah. You know.
Augustus.
You know.
What is it? It's Savannah and Havana. One's in Florida. One is in Georgia.
Yeah. Yeah,
so you already know.
Albany, Georgia. You know.
Yeah, man. Come on.
Yeah, shout out to all my Clapper Massive. You know, I know, like, you know, Rico's gonna love that set. You know, my man Dion's gonna love that set. You know, Edmund's gonna love that set, man. Them guys who, and also T Spates, but them guys who I just named, man, them dudes is the proudest Geechies you'll ever meet, man. They'll tell you in a minute, man. I'm proud to be a Geechee, man. For real, man.
And ain't nothing wrong with that because they're good people.
You know what? And really, they are, man. And you know when they
talk
about
beautiful people.
You know when they talk about Southern hospitality. That's some real stuff, man, because everybody down south makes sure that they say hi to everybody. Everybody knows everybody. I mean, like, even a stranger on the street, you walk by, they'll speak, hey, how you doing? You know, Southern hospitality is real, man.
Yo, man,
know?
Peace to Edmund and Butter, Sleepy and Chris. Peace to Les. You know, all the guys that I met when I went to Claflin, like, twice. You know, never went back.
You know? See what it was you was like family, the Claflin, part of the Claflin family, but you wasn't officially going to the school.
Nah.
It's just, you know, when you visit, you know, you migrated into the family, you know what I mean? It's like, it's sort of like you got adopted, you know what I mean? That's just how they show love down there, man. Once you meet somebody from the South one time, you family or friend for life, man, for real. Man,
yeah,
I mean,
man.
That just took me back, man. You know what, and you know, the funny thing is, most people wouldn't consider that hip hop, but man, that was hip hop because,
man,
you know what,
they
was in their lane. If you really, really listen to it, once you get away from the hook, they was trying to spit, man. They was really trying to spit. You could just hear them, just, you know, just trying to get the lyrics off, man, or trying to tell a story. It was like, you know, in the beginning of you know, the booty music, they were great storytellers because every story they were trying to tell was like how they tried to get with this girl and something happened, like, oh, you know, I was about to get it and I didn't have a rubber, you know, whatever it was.
It was
they
refreshing.
Always told a story, man.
It was refreshing.
It was just
it was
good
different.
To have, you know, something to break up the monotony from what we were already getting, something different, you know what I mean?
And when it come down to it, if you just break down the lyrics, it was a bunch of dudes talking about getting with some chicks. Who don't like that? I mean, you got all the gangster stuff and, you know, that you like in the club. You know, you might want to hear Scarface. You might want to hear Lil Weezy. But, yo, when some Miami bass or some ATL booty shake came on the club, you did not care about who stepped on your sneakers. You ain't care about that bad grade you got, you know, in chemistry class. You just knew the girls was popping in front of you and you was trying to jump on something because everything was all good. And it could have been winter. It just felt like summer in the club. Or wherever you was at, the college party, wherever you was at, because I mean, you know, it was just up tempo. It was all just, it was happy. It was a good feeling. You know, nobody had any stresses or, you know, just the dramas that go on in life. You just forgot about that. When some booty shake came on, it was about, okay, where the girls at? I'm about to jump on something. I'm about to show I ain't no punk. I can get down with this. That's what it was all about, man. It was good times. You know, we need some of that back. You know what I mean? Good, just good. It wasn't about you know overthinking the lyrics and, you know, well, you know, he didn't do. It was just fun, and that's what's missing a lot of that. You know, people ain't having fun anymore. They just had fun. You know, 69 Boy came out of a song just called Hennessy. They took Tennessee from what was the crew? Arrested Development. They took Tennessee from Arrested Development and came out with a track called Hennessy. Just having fun, man. And that's what it was all about. Just good, clean fun. It wasn't talking about, you know, snatching the bitch in the bathroom and kicking her in the stomach. Nah, it was just dancing and having fun, man. That's all it was about, man, you know. And we need that music, you know. It, like Andy said and Ev said before, you know, they was in their lane. You know, it wasn't trying to be anything they weren't. You know what I mean? And that's 69 Boys. Shout out to 69 Boys. Shout out to 95 South. Shout out to Tag Team even when they had to beef with 95 South. Shout out to KP and Envy. Shout out to the whole So-So Def Bass All-Stars movement. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Ghost Town DJs. Shout out to Luke. Shout out to 2 Live Crew. Shout out to MC Shy D, the Poison Clan, Jam Pony Express. Everybody that was making it pop back in the day, man. Because, you know, it was just fun music. Plain and simple. You know what I mean? And all y'all need to go out there and have some fun. Because I don't know where you at, but I know where I'm at. The winter wasn't that bad this year. So we need to celebrate that and look forward to this spring and this summer that's coming, because I think it's going to be a hot one. So let's not put hot ones in people. Let's have some fun and get on a hot shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. See, that was when hip-hop wasn't, you know, it wasn't regional. You know what I mean? It was like, you know, everybody just rhymed. It didn't matter where you was from. You know, everybody just appreciated the music. But now it's like everything's like regionalized. You know, like, you know, you have your ATL set, you have your, you know, just your New York set, you got your Cali, and now you got Chicago with their movement, you know, everything like that, man. But that was just back when music was just music, man. And it's just, you know, the whole party vibe, man. It was all about just, you know, having fun, trying to get girls, man. It wasn't none of that killing and stuff like that, man. It wasn't none of that, man. It was just a nice party vibe, positive vibe, man. I just remember just being in school and, you know, being from New York, you know, you know, going to South Carolina, man. It's like, you know, you hear all this and I'm used to, like, I'm coming fresh off of, you know, Eric B and Rakim Let the Rhythm Hit 'Em album, along with, you know, Pete Rock and CL Smooth, Mecca and the Soul Brother. So when I'm hearing this, man, I'm not even feeling it. I'm like, you know, standing in the B-boy stand on the wall. But then I'm seeing like cats dancing to this and chicks just letting dudes just jump on their ass. I'm like, I'm all in. It was all of 15 minutes I was on the sideline. I was like, I'm all in, man. Because, you know, with me, all I got to do is just watch the dance for like 2 minutes and I can get it. I have it. I'll be like, okay, it's simple. And I'm just all in, man, for real, man. It was just a good vibe, man, you know. And nobody tried to hurt nobody. Nobody was harming anybody. It wasn't no fighting, no beefing, man. It was just all love, man. So, you know, shout out to, you know, South Carolina for, you know, showing me a different side of life, you know. I'm telling you, man, like, I tell any kid that I come across, man, you know, it's always good to, you know, expand your horizons, you know, leave the environment that you're already used to and, you know, kind of, you know, learn something new, you know, broaden your horizons, you know, because, you know, when you get older, you may want to move and go on to some other part of the nation or whatever. And if you've never left anywhere, it's going to be a culture shock, you know. So if you just, you know, go to college, go down south, you know, if you don't take anything else from the experience aside from the education, you'll at least have, you know, knowledge of how other people, you know, interact with you and, you know, how other people live, and, you know, you'll be able to adapt into other surroundings, you know. But, you know, that was a blast from the past for me and all of us, you know. And, you know, we gave you a little extra today, but, you know, it was worth it, man. It was worth it, man. I'm sure everybody appreciated it.
Well, what was it last week? 2 hours and 40 minutes, so just made up for it. There you go.
There it is, you know. But, you know, we don't have a set, you know, agenda. We don't have a time limit. We don't say that we're going to do 6 hours every day or anything like that. You know, we do whatever we want to do. If we want to give you 10 hours, we'll give you 10 hours. You know, we'll split it up in a different way. But, you know, as long as everybody has good music, you know, to vibe with throughout the week, you know, to get you through your workout, get you through work, get you through, you know, your house cleaning, you know, or whatever it is you may do where music is your outlet, you know, that's what we're here to provide you with, man. Good music, man. Feel good music. And if you ain't feeling good after you heard that set, man, I don't know what to tell you, man. But I like to say thank you to DJ Rock for coming up with that set, man. For real, for real. That was genius, man.
Man, it ain't nothing, man. Like, I'm tired of this cold weather. So, you know, I had to think of some happy stuff. Some sandy beaches and ice cream and walks in the park and, you know, playing basketball and, you know, me headed to Houston next month and, you know, just happy, warm weather, summer thoughts, you know. Like Andy was saying earlier, man, you know, it brought that feeling back, you know, when you was in high school or in college. And what happened in high school and college during the summertime? You had no school. You was just home, free to go out and just chill and, you know, just jump in the whip, drive up and down the town, you know, and see what's going on. The girls outside, you know, walking around looking good, you know, going to the park, playing some basketball, going to the beach, chilling, you know. Ice cream, you know, fireworks at night, you know, car shows, cats out on their motorcycle. I mean, summertime is just fun, man. Just and that's what inspired me to do that set, because I'm ready for summertime. You know, I'm ready for the warm weather. You know, I'm ready for the good times. You know, the good things about summer. Not, you know, where, you know, the weather get hot and everybody wants to start busting caps and shooting and shit. I mean, that ain't what it's about. When it get warm out, people shouldn't start acting crazy. They just get happy. When think about it. I mean, just like on some medical shit. When it's warm out, your joints don't hurt. Your neck don't hurt. Your knees don't hurt. You know, your back don't hurt. You know, everything just feels good. The warm weather, you can go to the beach. You can go swimming, you know. You can, you know, go sit under a tree in the shade. You know, you can eat ice cream. You know, you can get, you know, what's the shits? Milkshakes and the, I'm trying to think. I can't even think of it right. Yeah, the juleps. The old school frozen juleps. You know what I mean? Just good times, man. And that's all out. That's what my mentality was when I thought about that set. And I hope y'all enjoyed it. You know, I might do another one on a different level. I do know, since I'm going to Houston soon, I'm gonna pull out ATL, not ATL, a Houston set. Not strictly Houston, but just a Texas set. You know, Houston, you know, Port Arthur, you know, some Ghetto Boys, some Slim Thugger, some. You know, UGK, Bun B, some Paul Wall, you know, cause I'm ready to go there. So I don't know about Mike Jones, Chameleon. I could pump with Chameleon there a little bit. I could pump with Paul Wall. I don't know about Mike Jones though. You know, Mike Jones, but anyway, that's how it is. That's how we do, man. You know, we get a vibe, we feel a vibe, and we just roll with it. You know what I mean? And I roll with that one. So if y'all wasn't feeling it, you know, you might be too young. Or maybe you just a sucker that didn't, you know, have no girls in the club back in the day. You know, you was a dude on the wall that never got on the dance floor, whether it was your favorite song or not. You heard your favorite song, you just stood in the corner and bopped your head, and that was it. Because no girls wanted you. But we got girls. And we got girls to those songs. And y'all might have been, y'all was older than me, so y'all remember the Diplomat and the Dow post parties they used to have back in the day? They used to go down. It was like before you had the club, man, they had like these party houses that would do parties for the cats that was too young to get to the club. And we had spots, you know, called the Diplomat and the Dow Post.
I remember Diplomat.
And they used to go down. You know, it was just a party house. The DJ just set up. It was nothing special. They sold, you know, juice, water, and pop. That was it. Juice, water, no food. Cats just came up in there. I mean, I don't ever remember one fight in any of these parties. And I used
those
to go
of you who are not regional from here, pop is soda. From
soda, pop, yeah, yeah. I mean,
man, let's get something straight, man. You know, it depends on how you was raised and where your family member was from. You know, you got some people, they say soda. Oh,
some
I like a
say
grape.
Pop.
Let me get a grape soda. Let me get a orange soda. And then, you know, my people's from Florida and from Virginia. They said pop.
And my people from Louisiana said cold drink.
And so dig it.
You know what I mean?
The whole thing is soda pop, really.
Yeah.
Some just broke it down to soda. Some said pop. Some say soda pop.
Yeah.
Let me get a soda pop. You want a soda pop? So, you know, you get a lot of people, their parents might have been from, I don't know where the fuck they was from, soda. And then my people's was from my people's, yeah. My people's from down south. They say pop. You want a pop? Yeah, let me get a pop. So then when I go to certain places like New York City, like, yeah, let me get a pop. What? It's what soda. Like, nigga, man, open your mind to different shit. Dude.
And it was crazy because when I was in college, you know, they made like a big deal about it. Like, you know, all the cats in New York City, it's not pop, it's soda. And we're like, yo, I mean, technically it's soda pop. So if I knew, I'm just saying half this, I'm saying the first word, you know, I'm saying the soda part, you saying the pop part. It really don't fucking matter. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know, when it all come down to it, I'm not from New York City. I'm from New York State. So, you know, I'm always going to be on my New York shit.
Yeah.
I'm always going to be on my New York shit.
It's like, yo, New York, let me tell you about New Yorkers, man. This is what hurt New York City cats. Not saying we don't love New York City cats. Of course we do, because we all New York State. But what happens is a lot of times New Yorkers from New York City, they be so stuck on themselves, New York City, that they don't give respect to nobody else except New York City, and they put down everybody else. So what happens is, you know, a lot of people be intrigued by New York City. You got niggas that act like they from there, wanna be from there, pretend they from there, talk like they from there, dress like they from there when they go visit there or hang with niggas from there. But what happens is a lot of cats from New York City be so busy hyping up where they from and what they do. And then, you know, you got other people that might not be so exciting because the city is not big enough where it's a big metropolis city. You know what I mean? To where people go there and they be like, this ain't all that. You know what I'm saying? Not putting down New York or putting down any place or anywhere. Everybody, every ghetto is the same long as you got niggas.
Yeah.
Long as you got niggas, you going to have nigga shit.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? But the thing is, a lot of New Yorkers, man, like, say, like, for me, being here in Rochester, we get a lot of New Yorkers coming here to go into MCC Community College or
U of R,
RIT, Brockport, whatever.
St. John Fisher,
Nazareth. You know, our college is up here. The New Yorkers be having a little chip on their shoulder and an attitude where they feel that, you know, they better or they know more or their mind state is better. And then it really don't be the case. It's like niggas sharp niggas everywhere. It's weird niggas everywhere. And it's whack niggas everywhere.
Yeah.
And so what happens is,
it ain't where you from, it's how you come.
That's right. It ain't where you from, it's how you come. So what happened is, New York is so busy downing everybody else. Not saying everybody, because we got some good New Yorkers. I got cousins. My aunt Patty, my cousin Patty, you know, she's in New York City. She's in Brooklyn, you know. But to make a long story short, you got people that had an attitude where they just nasty and snotty, to where the rest of the world don't give a fuck.
Exactly.
And then what happens is, while you so busy bigging up the Rutgers and all of this, making a big deal about some shit that's from where you from, nobody give a fuck, because it don't benefit nobody else. So now what happens is, you kind of hurt. You see what I'm saying? That's the reason why New York be getting dissed all the time. Or don't, even the barbecue sauce from New York City. New York City! You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or don't nobody care. Like, they don't give a fuck about New York music. New York nothing.
I was just about to say that.
That's why shit is bubbling in Cali, Midwest, down south. You see what I'm saying? And you know, we upstate New York. And I can say this because we even feel the discrimination from New York City cats. They think we country niggas.
New York City cats will be like, yeah, you know, that's not New York.
Yeah.
You know, other parts of New York State is, oh, that's not New York. New York City is where it's at. Like, it's a whole other state. Like,
and then you wonder why everybody be leaving New York City.
Yeah, because most people I went to college with was like, yo, when you graduate, would you move back to New York City? Hell nah.
Niggas.
I like being able to drive and get somewhere on time.
Yeah, man. You know? I mean, you got a lot of cats that move from New York City and stay in other places.
Exactly.
Why you think it's cats from New York City all over the place? And then your peoples from New York City migrated from where our peoples came from.
Exactly.
Down south.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? So it's like, come on, dudes. Get off your high horse. Stop ego tripping. Stop being gassed up and conceited because of where you from. You get a lot of sucker niggas that be like, oh, nigga, I'm from Brooklyn. That don't mean because Brooklyn rough that you rough, nigga.
Because every part of Brooklyn ain't rough. Every part of the Bronx ain't rough.
You know what I'm saying? There's some good people. Some good, knowledgeable, hip, sharp cats, man.
I got people that live in the Bronx. Their side of the street look like the suburbs. I mean, but right across the street look like the projects. But I mean, you know, depending on where you live at, it might not be that gangster. There's parts of Queens that's like, you know, thugonometry. You know what I'm saying? There's parts of Queens, they got, you know, grassy knolls. You know, they mow their lawn. You know, they have tax paying, you know, law abiding citizens. Everywhere you go is not gangster every single place. When people think of New York City, they think, you know, the Empire State Building and everything is skyscrapers and gats. It's not like that.
Nah, man. You got a lot of people there, man. It's a lot of good people, but then it's that perception, man. It's a bad perception from cats from New York City, man. They, the attitude and the always downing everybody else because they ain't from there, to where the rest of the world don't give a fuck no more. So now New York suffers. You see, it's where, nigga, we partying in Cali. We partying in Houston. We partying in Detroit. We partying in Chicago. We partying in Miami. We partying in Montreal, to where people don't give a damn. So it's like, yo, get off your high horse and learn to respect everybody else and enjoy what everybody else got to offer. Because long as you got niggas, you're going to have nigga shit.
Exactly.
You ain't going to come from New York thinking you hard up in Los Angeles in different parts thinking you're going to do this and do that because you from New York. Them niggas are murder you. You know, you ain't going to go into Chicago like, I'm from New York. These niggas is whack. I'm going to take all they bitches. These niggas will murder you.
Yeah.
And that's what been happening to a lot of niggas. You see what I'm saying?
Scarface said it best. Your ghetto ain't hard, no harder
yo,
than mine.
Your ghetto ain't no harder than the next ghetto. Long as you got niggas, you going to have niggas shit. You going to have hard niggas anywhere. You going to have whack niggas anywhere. You going to have a lot of scamming and conniving niggas anywhere. And you know, you got a lot of New York City cats, man, that be trying to scam, get over, play niggas, pretend, be cool, but you see what I'm saying? And it's like it backfires to where, look at it now. You think niggas give a fuck about New York City hip-hop? If you name the top 10 MCs in the game universally...
Young Money, Cash Money.
They ain't even gonna name only probably one to be from New York. It'll be 50 Cent and Nicki Minaj and maybe Jay-Z. That's it. And maybe Nas. You know, but now who's the hottest in the game? And now nobody from New York. Not even your own beloved Jay-Z is hot no more. You know, Rick Ross is the hot dude. You know, who went in the Grammys? Kanye West didn't Kanye West do an album with Jay-Z? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's the standard. All that bragging and boasting and making shit more than what it is. And, well, you know, nigga, we doing it like this. You niggas ain't doing it like that. So that we make it better than y'all niggas. And that shit hurts y'all. That's what hurts y'all. All that shucking and jiving and materialistic, superficial, nigga, we doing it like... Don't nobody give a fuck, man. Respect the nigga like you want to be respected, and then we can all... You have the best of all worlds.
And I think that's what hurt a lot of the, you know, the dominance of New York City.
That's what hurt New York City, man.
Because if you think about it, let's break it down, y'all. If you think about it, take away the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, right? Those are the three areas that, you know, they call a tri-state area.
Yeah.
That's where, like, a lot of predominant, you know, East Coast hip-hop comes from. Outside of them three states, once you start going south, once you get to Cleveland, once you get to Virginia, once you get to D.C., niggas are starting to speak with a little twang. That accent is coming in. So, basically, if you look at it like that, you know, people say, New York City, that's where hip-hop started. That's the real hip-hop. 85 to 90% of the United States is on some other shit, you know.
It ain't all about just you.
You know, we talking about a small percentage of people that's like, you know, on some New York East Coast, you know, grimy gutter shit. Niggas ain't on that, man. I mean, like, half the East Coast is the South. If you take, like I said, Ohio down, Bone Thugs and Harmony is from Ohio. Let's not get it twisted. Ray Cash sound like he from like ATL. He's from Ohio. You know what I'm saying?
Really from Pennsylvania up. The
yeah.
East Coast is really from Pennsylvania up.
But let's not get it twisted. Where's Wiz Khalifa from? Pittsburgh. You know what I'm saying? Look at all the clips. They from Virginia. You know what I mean? Ninth Wonder and Little Brother and Big Pooh and Fontaine, North Carolina. You know what
even
I'm saying?
They get discriminated against, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a difference. It's like from Pennsylvania down, it's down south.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania up, it's East Coast.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? Like the
even
East Coast.
Though the whole East Coast should be New York to Florida, if you technically
yeah, well,
if you think
yeah,
about it.
Yeah, the East Coast of the country, but that New York made it like that.
Exactly. And you I know, think the music suffered that. They're like, man, well, fuck that. We doing our own shit.
And so what happened? That's what happened. Atlanta was doing their own shit. Miami doing their own shit. Midwest doing their own shit. Houston and Texas and Dallas. And then start blocking New York out.
Yeah.
Like, you go anywhere, they ain't playing New York shit. They playing their own shit. Their own local niggas are getting more run than New York niggas.
Because look at it like this. If you a New York nigga and you trying to market some New York grimy shit, the New York authentic hip-hop, you got New York, Pennsylvania, in Jersey that's really gonna support you and ride with you and all that. You got 47 other fucking states that don't give a shit. But if you in Atlanta, if you in Cali, if you in Houston, if you in New Orleans, if you in Chicago, and you got 47 other states that got the same mindset as you, yo, fuck that. Let's just get this money. Let's just make this music. That's why they bubbling. That's why the ATL was the hottest thing in rap for like the last like 4 or 5 years. That's why, you know, the South is killing it. That's why, you know, when back, I say like 93, 94, the West Coast just took over it. You know, G-Funk and Dr. Dre and Snoop and, you know, Death Row Records and all that. They was dominating because they was like, you know what? New York don't want us. Fuck it. The rest of the country does. You know, we got one state that's fucking hating. 49 others is fucking loving us. And there's also some niggas in New York that's still loving us too. So we really running shit.
I mean,
we really running shit.
And we ain't saying this for all New Yorkers because it ain't all New Yorkers. It's not, you know, but it's just, I'm just trying to break it down. So, yeah, we New Yorkers, you know. I'm just breaking it down so you can understand. Like, anyway, you know, like when West Coast was like, oh, nigga, the East Coast. Nah, nigga, it was niggas on the West Coast loving Ice Cube and N.W.A.
Yep.
That was us because it was just dope. It wasn't because they was from there. We didn't like them. We whatever is whatever. It's like that set we just played with all that down south shit. You know, we was feeling that. That's why we know about it. That's why we played it. That's why we appreciate it. And you like, and so the key is, how's they so hip to what we doing?
Good music doesn't really have a genre. You know what I'm saying? Good music is just good music. Whether you from the East Coast, West Coast, you know, the Midwest, the South, London, Japan, Jamaica, you know, Canada, it doesn't matter. Good music is good music, plain and simple. And it's going to reign supreme no matter where you at or where you're from.
Right. You know, We still show love to New York, you know. We show love to everybody, you know what I mean? I mean, without New York, you know, we wouldn't have had hip-hop, to be honest with you. Or if we would have had it, it would have been in a different form.
Exactly.
So shout out to all our people from New York, you know what I'm saying?
Period, man. I mean, yeah, just shout out to people, period.
New York, East Coast, West Coast, down south, worldwide, you know. Nationwide, international, you know.
If you make good music, you gonna get love. Cause like, just like we say, we all Jay-Z fans. Jay-Z's from New York City. Jay-Z gets love. You know, Mims might not get the same love Jay-Z gets. But it's not cause of where he's from. It's cause we just not really a fan of his music. Just like on the West Coast.
He's whack.
Yeah, basically. On the West Coast, I'm an Ice Cube fan. I grew up on N.W.A. You know what I'm saying? I like Ice-T. Don't really fuck with South Central Cartel. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it doesn't matter where you're from. ATL, I'm the biggest Outkast fan on the planet. Not really a big fan of Shorty Low. I like T.I. Love T.I. T.I. is my dude. Not really a big fan of D4L. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter where you're at. It's how you come. I just ran off the cats from Houston. You know, we're Texas. I'm going to Texas next month, you know. Paul Wall. I like Paul Wall. I like Slim Thug. Scarface is a legend. UGK, Pimp C and Bun B, legends. Yep. Don't really pump with Mike Jones that much. It ain't where you're from, it's how you come.
Who?
It's the music you're making.
Who?
We don't really mess with Lil Wayne, New Orleans, but we like Currency. I like Juvenile. I actually like all the hot boys except for Lil Wayne. I like BG. I like Juvenile. I pumps with Manny Fresh. I just don't like Young Money, Cash Money. You know what I'm saying? It ain't where you're from. It's how you come. If you make good music, that's all that matter.
I mean, I like Lil Wayne when he was with the Hot Boys.
I liked them then.
So
you know, when he was, I liked them better when he was wobbly wobbly, drop it like it's hot.
Yeah.
But then he started, you know, trying to be lyrical because he's spitting what everybody else wrote for him. And I'm like, eh. And he ain't really saying nothing. I'm a Martian. Really, dude?
I mean, like, to me, it's just like, you know, the dumbing down of hip-hop and you know, just trying to, you know, be the weird person and like you reinventing the wheel, man. It's not your swag that gets you over. It's not your persona that gets you over. It's your skills that get you over, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
need to stop trying to be models.
At the end of the day, if you can't rhyme, you're not going to have a career.
Exactly.
Period.
Cats need to stop focusing on being like a hip-hop model and be a hip-hop connoisseur. Just be good. Be you. You know?
I mean, I'll give you an example. Like, be like Common, where you can be an actor, but then when you want to come back and rhyme, you just an MC.
Three stacks.
You know what I mean? they separate the two, you know, instead of trying to be three and four things.
Exactly. Andre 3000, Three Stacks, the same thing. Ice Cube can do the same thing. You know, can, I mean, Ice Cube probably like made it possible for a lot of these hip hop, you know, artists to be actors, successful actors, and then still be relevant within hip hop. Because Ice Cube, you know, with the whole Friday movement, you know, the barbershop movies and all the other movies he's done,
and it's the kid friendly.
Are we
movies.
There yet? Are we done yet? You know, and then he can still come back and do the gangster hip hop. You know. And it's believable.
And you don't think of him as the same person. You like Ice Cube, the rapper, and then Ice Cube, the movie star, is totally different. You know, you think of him totally different. Like, and never heard his career.
Back in the day, Ice-T was the most gangster dude on the planet. But, like, he's acting now. He hasn't put out a hip-hop album in how long? But cats still look at, oh, that's Ice-T. You ain't gonna mess with Ice-T. You know, yeah, he may be on, like, what is it, Law and Order, whatever show he's on, or, you know, he's been in movies and everything, but you still, that's Ice-T, you know what I'm saying? You're not going to say, oh, well, he's acting now, he's a salt. No, he's just playing that role, but we know how Ice-T is. I mean, it's just, you know, how you carry yourself. You gotta try not to, you know, take on one persona and try and bring it across, you know, every role. Like, for example, I'll give a good example, Snoop Dogg. At one point, Snoop Dogg was playing the exact same role in every damn movie he was in. He always had to be the damn tough guy, and we're like, "Come on, Snoop, that's not believable." Yeah, like then you drop Central
and the wife beaters be too big on him.
Exactly, like the whole baby boy character. He was, you know. Yeah. Yeah, and what happened to baby boy? He ended up getting shot by Cuba Gooding Jr.'s little brother. I know, right? And he was on Hang with Mr. Cooper. But
smart guy.
Yeah, smart guy. Oh yeah, wow. With Tia and Tamara.
Crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah. Man, yeah, we over here just wilding out, just at the all the memories of the booty, the Miami bass and ATL booty shake music. Once again, shout out to Jam Pony Express, Luke, Lathan, the Social Death Bass All Stars Movement, Ghost Town DJs, Two Live Crew, MC Shy D, Lathan, INOJ, Escape, who else? Playa Pancho. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, what's up, and Coochie Cuz, A-Town Players. Trick Daddy Dollars. But before he became Trick Daddy, before Trick Daddy, yeah. Dollars. You know what I'm saying? Just KP and Envy.
I mean, Jam Pony and Slick Vic.
Yeah, Slick Vic. Yes, sir.
Shout out to Count P. Slick Vic.
You know, shout out to all them cat. DJ Mr. Magic.
Oh, you know, yeah, what I'm saying? I forgot him, yo.
DJ Lays, you know, all those original Miami bass, you know, cats. Uncle Luke. You know what I mean? It was a whole different genre. It didn't try and say, you know what, we doing this booty shake, but I'm super lyrical, I can rap. So, no, they that's what they did, you know. They did that, and that's, they stayed in their lane. Yeah. They had their own movement, you know. They didn't try to be something they weren't. They stayed in their lane, and they made it work.
It was almost like in sports, they were like that role player, you know. They just played their role, you know, as far as hip hop was concerned. You didn't, you know, if you're not the leading scorer and your job is just to rebound, then that's what you did, was rebound.
Yeah,
you know?
If your job was to play defense, I'm just going to guard the best dude on the other team. I'm just going to play defense. I might score 3 points, but I'm going to lock down the other dude on the team. I'm going to play defense. You know, and, they play
and,
their
and
role.
The beauty of it all is their contribution to hip hop is no less than anybody else's.
Not at all.
You know, so it just shows you, just being original and sticking to your guns will still take you where you need to go in hip-hop, or exactly, in anything in life, for that matter, you know.
And everybody has lane. I mean, I may not like certain artists, I might think that it's garbage, but somebody gonna like it, cause like, yeah, I don't like Soulja Boy, but you know, we had a Soulja Boy, you know, his name was Young MC.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I might not like, you know, a lot of these cats is out here doing the different dances and stuff, but you know, we had Hammer, you know,
and Humpty Hump.
We had the Humpty Hump. You know what I'm saying? It's not like it's anything new. You know, I might not like the Jerk. I might not like the Cat Daddy. You know, but you know, we had the Swirl back in the day.
Shit.
Get a girl and do the Swirl. You know, it's whack as hell. But you know, things repeat themselves. History repeats itself. You know what I mean? So it is what it is. Everybody has an opinion. You know, everybody is free to like what they like. You know, if we don't like something, don't think, okay, since we don't like it, you can't like it. If you like it, so be it. We got it all. We have all our guilty pleasures just like you do. Some aren't guilty pleasures. Some we just, hey, I like this. It might be whack to y'all, but I just like it. Something about it, I just like it. Plain and simple.
I mean, it's just like being at a buffet, you know. You know, you have a choice, a assorted choice of things, and you pick and choose what you like, and that's what you take from that that buffet.
Exactly.
And that's what the music is. You know, we give you a very, you know, assortment of,
there you
of
go.
Music. And whatever you like, you take. And whatever you don't like, you know, you can just put to the side.
Some people are allergic to seafood. You know, some women like extra meat in their mouth. So they get the steaks.
Wow.
They get the steaks. You know what I'm saying? Some people like more veggies. You know, just, hey, whatever your flavor is, that's what you do. We're just giving you a different flavor from
some
everything
people
that's
like it,
you know,
shaved.
Out.
Some people don't, you know. Hey.
You know, some people like their steak shaved in their mouth. But
pause.
Tasty. Tasty. Big Daddy Kane. Yeah, I'm done though. I think I ran my mouth enough.
But thank you for listening, man. Thanks everybody for just, you know, taking the time and enjoying this tour of music that we gave.
Smorgasbord.
And until next week, we like to say peace
and soul and
real rap.